Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. This evening, traditional music from India and Pakistan is up ahead. We'll listen to music by the incredible Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, one of the greatest practitioners of Pakistani qawwali ever. We'll listen to a recording of his done in the 1990s, a track entitled Mera Ye Charkha. We'll also listen to the Dagar brothers from northern India, who also do a fine arrangement of qawwali music as well. We're going to start off with Indian musician and vocalist Sheila Chandra. We're going to go back to her album entitled Weaving My Ancestors' Voices from 1992. In this track, Speaking in Tongues 2, she uses the Indian vocal style, sort of an Indian vocal percussion that's used in teaching this device for drummers. Again, from the album Weaving My Ancestors' Voices, this is Sheila Chandra, Speaking in Tongues 2, as we kick off this Earthbeat.
Taddin nam tadiko taka janaku kupatakete kupatakete taddin ko taka janaku taddin karta kata din tanga taddin tanga taddin na tanga kata kata din na tanga tadjan taka din nam tadiko taka janaku kupatakete taddin ko taka janaku taddin din tatta kete taka din din kata kata tarike tarikita taka taka tarikita taka ta din tadari tadana taka 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 jama rajuno tadimi dimi tarikita taka takita tajam taka dimi tarikita taka tarikita taka tarikita taka 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 tarikita taka ta din
Yeah. Go, go, go.
Come
Let's go.
Pakistani music, Qawwali music, by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, the greatest practitioner of the art in the 20th century. Something called Meroye Charka. It actually tells the story of a village woman whose husband is far from home as she works at her spinning wheel, the charka. She sings that with every turn of the wheel she thinks of her husband, misses him, and longs for his return. Before Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, we heard the Drupad section of the Rag Kamboji by the Dagar brothers from northern India. The Raga traditionally sung in the first quarter of the evening. It's a text addressing Lord Krishna. It is set in the Chatal, a rhythmic cycle of 12 beats. It's the Drupad rhythmic part of the Raga, including the percussion accompaniment. And we started off with Sheila Chandra from her 1992 release on Real World Records, Weaving My Ancestors' Voices and Speaking in Tongues Too, as we mentioned earlier, sort of a practice for percussionists. You're listening to Earthbeat here on KRVS. In a few minutes, we'll be listening to Indian percussionist tabla master Zakir Hussain and the Rhythm Experience with something he calls Rhythm Sonata in E Major. But we start off with Sarod master Ali Akbar Khan, along with vocalist Asha Bhosle, Swampan Chaudhuri tabla. This is the Drupad in Sankora Baran from the album Legacy on the Triloka Records label, released in the latter part of the 1990s.
Thank you.
Featuring Lucretia Schott, Tampura, that is Tabla Master Zakir Hussein and the Rhythm Experience with Rhythm Sonata in E Major. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join us again next week for more sounds from around the world right here on Earthbeat.
This week on Harpistry, the second of three episodes to focus on artists who'll be performing at the 41st American Harp Society Conference in New Orleans at the end of June. Tune in Sunday at midnight and Monday at noon on KRVS.
Mullen. Please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music from the 1920s to today, Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
KRVS 88.7 FM.